As recently as 2009, clock bells marked a specific location in Juneau.
As the clock chimes 12 o'clock, Mike Anderson works a ratchet jack at the end of an old pier at NOAA's downtown port facility.
That was former KTO reporter Casey Kelly at the time. Here it is one more time. Hourly clock chimes in downtown Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO, and in this Curious Juneau, Jesse Burton asks,
where did the sound of the lovely chimes and bells go? Like, when I first moved here, there used to be these gorgeous bells that would ring all the time. They started at, I believe, 8 o'clock in the morning, finished at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. During the holidays, at like 4:30 in the afternoon, they would play like a whole big lovely series of like sounds and musics and everything like that. Will you pretty please turn them back on? I mean, I feel like it was one of the most endearing qualities about living in Juneau. It was like my hands down favorite thing. Like when I used to work.
The chimes or bells were actually from a carillon. That's an instrument with a whole bunch of tuned bells. Keys are laid out like on a piano, but they're connected to hammers that strike bells instead of strings. J. Allen McKinnon That's him playing the Friday Kimball organ concert in the atrium of the state office building, is pretty sure he's the only person around that's played the carillon that rang across downtown Juneau. He was in town when it was installed in the bank at the corner of 2nd and Seward Streets.
So 62 was when it was put in here. I graduated from high school that year. Huh. But I went and I saw this guy.
He's got an old picture of a man in a suit at a console. It looks like a piano, but with three rows of keys.
Playing it, that's the keyboard. And I, unfortunately, I don't remember his name.
Okay. You've been hanging on to this stuff for
I have,
50 years?
I've got a filing cabinet full of stuff.
McKinnon's file has old correspondence with the Juneau Assembly, Schulmerich Carillons, the company that made it, and a predecessor of the Downtown Business Association. This model is a Schulmerich Americana. This carillon didn't have any actual bells. It was electronic and designed to sound three kinds of bells: Flemish, harp, and celesta. It was programmed to play the timekeeping chimes and a few songs for special occasions. McKinnon can't remember when, but at some point after finishing college in 1975 and moving back to Juneau, he started playing the Downtown Carillon live for holidays and special occasions. It went on hiatus after the Christmas season of 1982. It had fallen into disrepair and was largely obsolete. The bank donated to the Downtown Business Association. In 1985, businesses, the Juneau Assembly, and private donors pooled together $28,000 to restore it. Ski Alaska headquarters became its new home, and McKinnon programmed the restored unit. So back to Jesse Burton's question, why'd it stop? The 8 a.m. chime used to be her drop-dead cue to get to work.
So you didn't have to look at your phone all the time, and you could be like, I have to hustle my bustle, because on the half hour, it was like a single chime, and then on the hour, it would play a specific chime and then count out the hours like a grandfather clock would. And it was, I loved it.
The city clerk and I searched the next 33 years of Juneau Assembly minutes and meeting documents for the word carillon. There was one hit. It was in a 2014 memo noting it had been removed from the Sea Alaska building. Longtime city officials can't remember why it was removed or what actually happened to the parts. There wasn't any fanfare around its decommissioning. Brent Fisher is the superintendent of city parks and maintenance. He's retiring after 25 years with the city. His best guess is it was surplused or trashed. McKinnon doesn't remember any problems with the carillon's condition. When I met with him, he didn't know it was gone.
But I'm interested in finding out, because something like that could get damaged or get, ignored.
Three different Sea Alaska building managers, past and present, weren't certain why it was removed either. They each had conflicting memories and guesses. Regardless, Jesse Burton thinks the bell should come back.
Well, I feel like if we're willing to put a ton of money into the whale, and I'm in no way disparaging the whale, I think that we as a collective community would derive equal value out of the beautiful lyricism of the bells, and I would personally, with my very meager resources, be happy to kick into that, and I suspect there are any number of others who would.
Have your own Curious Juneau question? Submit it. Subscribe to the Curious Juneau podcast and catch up on past curiosities at ktoo.org/curious. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
And one final note to that story. We found a date discrepancy we couldn't resolve about when the bank first installed the Carillon. While McKinnon's memory and paperwork has it as 1962, Schulmerich Carillon's has a record of the sale to the bank in 1967. Turning now to other news, the results of the House District 35 race were delayed on election night due to a technical issue in voting across Southeast. But election returns are finally in for Sitka, Petersburg, and other communities affected by the malfunction. As of 3 p.m. today, Democratic incumbent Jonathan Kreis-Tompkins leads Republican challenger Richard Wien by almost 670 votes, with 85% of precincts reporting. Results from three precincts, Craig, Kliwok, and Thorne Bay, have yet to be uploaded to the Alaska Division of Alaska. Of Elections website. Over 2,600 Sitkins voted in person on Election Day, the biggest community in the district. Petersburg saw 940 voters in person on Election Day, supporting Kreis-Tompkins with 58% of the vote. In Sitka, he received 55% of the vote. Kreis-Tompkins felt it was unlikely that returns in those other four communities will change the results of the election.
Given their size, it's seemingly mathematically improbable that things can really change all that much from the current margin. So feeling good and like it's at least partial punctuation on the election.
Kreis-Tompkins says he's been preparing legislation over the last 2 months in preparation for next year's legislative session. He's focused on working to balance the budget and collaborating with Republicans across the aisle to protect the permanent fund.
Even independent of all the sort of action and posturing around the permanent fund dividend, making sure that the underlying fund is fully protected permanently for future generations of Alaskans. I'd say that's actually probably my biggest priority.
Richard Wien did not return KCAW's call for comment on the latest election results. And the Trump administration is offering substantially less land for oil leasing in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or NPRA, than it did last year. At its annual oil and gas lease sale, the Bureau of Land Management will offer 254 tracts for bid. That's close to 3 million acres of the federally managed reserve, which is west of Prudhoe Bay. Last year, the Trump administration put 900 tracts up for bid. That was the most land ever offered to oil and gas companies in the reserve. But last year's sale attracted little interest. Oil companies only bid on 7 tracts. Still, NPRA is seeing a surge of oil development led by ConocoPhillips. The company is pursuing several large projects in the northeastern part of the reserve. Environmental groups have sued the federal government, challenging 2 previous oil sales in NPRA. In a statement, the Center for Biological Diversity said, quote, climate change is already underway in Alaska, and this lease sale will only make it worse. This year's sale will be held on December 12th. Turning to weather quickly, there's more rain expected tonight with a low around 38 degrees. Tomorrow, showers likely, mainly before 9 a.m., and then cloudy with a high near 41. Friday night, expect scattered showers mainly before 3 a.m., then cloudy with a low around 38. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40, and that rain returning after 9 p.m.